It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome in, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Welcome into the program. I'm your host, Dave Benton, alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Thank you for joining us on a snowy and cold morning here in East Lansing and Lansing area. Road's not exactly clear coming in today when I was coming into work, so hopefully they've got that fixed pretty soon. It's kind of dangerous. Careful when you're driving anywhere. We got a good show lined up for you today. Blair White from the Indianapolis Colts, former MSU wideout, will be with us at 10:30. We also have Brent Thunder Petway. You might also know him as Air Georgia or the greatest rapper in Michigan school history. He will be with us talking about the Harlem Globetrotters. He'll be at the Breslin Center next Saturday, so he'll tell us a little bit about that and the new four-pointer that the Harlem Globetrotters have invented. If you can travel, you might as well add four-pointers into the situation. Josh Helmholt will be here with us, editor for the Wolverine. He'll be at 9:50. And then Jeremy Sampson, weekend sports anchor for WILX in Lansing. We'll talk a little high school basketball with us. But we start today with what everybody's been talking about in Big Ten football this week, which is Michigan's hiring of Brady Hoke. Now, we talked a lot last week about who we thought might get hired, who we thought should get hired. And Scott and I alluded for a couple of weeks now that we figured it was going to end up being Hoke, whether it was because of lack of options or just because Michigan wanted to play it safe. The bottom line was we assumed that it was going to be Brady Hoke, and it ends up being Brady Hoke. And I got to tell you, what's my feeling on it? You know, it's not a terrible hire. I think Brady Hoke's a good coach. I think he's done a good job at San Diego State. I think he did a great job at Ball State turning that program around. But my hunch is this team is not going to become a national power under Brady Hoke. I think you're looking more along the lines of a Lloyd Carr type of situation. 8-4, 9-3, every once in a while making a BCS bowl, every once in a while winning 10 or 11 games. But I think overall, I'm not sure Brady Hoke has it in his makeup to be a national championship contender coach. Is it an improvement on what they had last year, and will he make improvements to that team? Yeah, I think so. But overall, as a hire, if I'm a Michigan State fan, I'm pretty happy with this hire. I'm pretty happy with where this stands and where it puts Michigan for now and in the future. Honestly, he said some good stuff at the press conference. I wasn't totally unimpressed with the press conference. I wasn't as impressed as a lot of people I read were with his press conference. But, you know, he said things like he's going to bring the alumni connection back, which I think is important for Michigan because they can get a lot of connections and even maybe even help with recruiting when you have that built family into it. So I think that's good. But he also said some things that really, I think we're out of touch with reality. First of all, he talks about how Michigan, anybody who thinks that Michigan is down is flat out wrong, and it's still a fantastic program, and I just don't think that's really the case. And we've made that case time and time again the last couple of weekends. You know, they finished 24 and 25 the last five seasons. I just don't think Michigan is at the point right now that they used to be. And also, he almost cried, and call me a hard nose or whatever, but I don't really have any room in my life for coaches that cry. You know, the Dick Vermeils of the world, that's great that they get emotional, that's great that they're in touch with their team and stuff, but I don't want a coach that can cry, especially not in the opening press conference. But overall, this hire has just kind of leaned me towards a couple of things. It's making me think a couple things about Michigan. It tells me a couple things about where Michigan stands. Number one, Michigan is now admitting that they're not the program they once were. You know, we just talked about it. 24 and 25 in the last 5 years, the defense has been left in the worst shape I've ever seen it in. That counts. Considering it, that even puts into the equation that 2000-2001 defense where they wasted possibly Michigan's best offense ever when they had David Terrell, Anthony Thomas, Marquise Walker, Drew Henson, a fantastic offensive line, and completely wasted that season with a defense that gave up over 500 yards a game. this is the worst Michigan has been left in a really, really long time. And the bottom line is hiring Hoke screams that Michigan knows that they are now a lower class. A couple years ago, you would name Michigan right up there with Florida and Alabama and teams like that. There's no way Florida would have hired a guy like Brady Hoke this year. No way. They got the hottest coach outside of the head coaching realm in Muschamp, and he's going to go to Florida. Alabama was able to hire Nick Saban after basically irrelevance over a 10-year span. Other than the year they made it to the Orange Bowl, Alabama was basically irrelevant, and they were able to, with their background, they were able to pull Nick Saban out. And I'm not saying it can't work with Brady Hoke, but it certainly says a lot about where the program is that they hired a guy who was begging for the job, admitted that he would crawl to Ann Arbor for this job. And the fact that they weren't even able to get anybody to come in and say, you know what, I would love to revive the Michigan program. I want to make the Michigan program great like it was once was. They didn't even get any bites like that. A guy like Les Miles, they could not pull away from LSU. And, you know, there's really speculation about what happened with that, but it's my hunch, it's my belief, I have no inside information whatsoever, but it's my belief that that Les Miles was going to stay at LSU. I think it was a courtesy call. I think that he loves the University of Michigan, but he's got too good of a thing going at LSU, and Michigan just is not the program it once was. Number two, it's telling me this hire that Michigan is an old school thinker. And in today's college football, old school thinkers don't survive. Okay, Michigan thinks that what worked 10 years ago is still going to work. And it's just not the case. If you look at old school thinkers, a guy like Bobby Bowden got forced out of Florida State because what worked in 1993 and 94 and 95 and years like that no longer worked in 2005 and 2006. And he got pushed out of Florida State. Everyone adapts if they want to win national championships. Even Ohio State and Jim Tressel adapted when they got Terrell Pryor because they realized, you know what? We've got this fantastic athlete. We can't make him just sit back in the pocket. We got to do something with him. Auburn adapted. Okay, people probably forget this, but Auburn this year is the reason that they won their national championship is because of what Tommy Tuberville built a couple years ago right before he got fired. People forget that Auburn was a hard-nosed football team out of the SEC that ran the ball and ran the ball and ran the ball up until Tuberville switched them over to a spread offense because he said, we can't win championships in the SEC by running the football only anymore. So they switched the spread offense, they get Cam Newton, and even though Chizik's the guy that wins the national championship, the groundwork was laid by Tuberville when they adapted to the fact that college football is not what it used to be. And the fact is, the Big Ten has to get it through their heads that they are being passed up by every conference outside of the Big East at this point. I'd even put them on the level as the ACC. I'm not sure Va Tech doesn't win the Big Ten this year when I look at what they have and what they would have brought to the Big Ten. They needed Michigan, the Big Ten did, needed Michigan to land a coach that makes them a high-flying 11-1 type team every single year. And they had half of that with Rich Rod. And I'm not saying that they should have kept Rich Rod. I think it was right to fire Rich Rod. But hiring Brady Hoke is going to bring that offense back down. Maybe not right away. Okay, with keeping Denard Robinson, they'll probably keep shades of the offense of last year and things like that. But they're getting rid of an important part of what I think was a great building block for Michigan. Okay, Hoke's going to fix the defense. There's no doubt about that. But Michigan was on the cusp of creating a new type of University of Michigan, of being ahead of the curve in the Big Ten by switching over to the spread offense and getting fast players that can get around the corners and things of that nature. And now they've decided, well, it wasn't working yet. They got scared. They didn't want to stay the course. And so now they're going back to old school and they're saying, you know what? We're fine with going back to Brady Hoke and Lloyd Carr in that type of situation. Now, at San Diego State, Brady Hoke put up a lot of offense this year. There's no doubt about it. But it was a much more balanced offense. 426 total passes this year, 439 total rushes this year. Okay? That's great for the Big Ten. But if you want to win national championships, you got to have a spread offense. That's the bottom line of the way college football is working these days. And if you disagree with me, go ahead and look at all the national champions over the last 10 years. Most of them have spread offenses at this point. It's just the way it's working. Number three, Michigan showing me with this, they're content with competing for the Big Ten and not the national title. Hoke's an 8-4 type of coach. He'll win some, he'll lose some, but it doesn't seem to be in his makeup to win everything. If you look at his career at Ball State, look, a lot of people, he did a great job turning Ball State around. It took him 5 years to get them above 500. Okay, you look at another great Michigan coach like Mike DeBoard, a great offensive mind when he was at Michigan, got an opportunity with Central Michigan, had four losing seasons, and got fired. Brady Hoke is lucky that Ball State gave him an extra year to get that team rolling. Otherwise, he might have been like a Mike DeBoard. Now, he did an excellent job at San Diego State. Okay, nobody's arguing that. Nobody's arguing what he did at Ball State. But I don't think Hoke is the type of guy that can win a national championship for Michigan. He's even said it. You hear him. He says the main goal is to win Big Ten championships. That's not what the alumni used to want to hear. The alumni wanted Big Ten championships, obviously, and then a run at the national championship. And Michigan has fallen from that stage and now is, let's get back in contention for a Big Ten title. And that is the wrong attitude to take in this situation, I feel like. The alumni are not going to be happy with that. You know, this whole situation, it kind of reminds me of what happened with the Lions with Wayne Fonts. You know, when they had Wayne Fonts, they weren't happy. Okay, they were winning 9, 10, 11 games with Wayne Fonts. They were getting to the playoffs and losing in the first round or something along those lines. And they weren't happy. They wanted better. And that's, I understand that about Lions fans. But they lose Wayne Fonts, and all of a sudden they're going 500, 7-9, 6-10, things of that nature. And then they realize, you know what? Maybe we should have had Wayne Fonts. Son of a gun. I really liked winning 10 games a year. And I think Michigan is getting to that point where they didn't want Lloyd Carr. Lloyd Carr had one great season when he won a national championship. And the rest of the time he had fine seasons. 8-4, the occasional 11-2 type of season. But he did a fine job, not a great job. And I think Michigan looks back and now realizes, you know what? 8-4 doesn't sound too bad at this point. 8-4 and a chance to beat Ohio State would be pretty dandy at this point. And finally, to that point, I think this hire is advantage Michigan State at this point. Michigan State is now at the level where they're winning Big Ten championships and starting to try and get players in to compete for a national championship. Okay, they're already at the level where they're competing for Big Ten championships. Michigan has fallen below that and is now trying to get back in the running for competing for Big Ten championships. So this hire means advantage Michigan State. D'Antonio, in my opinion, is a better coach than Brady Hoke. I think that Michigan State's in better position from a recruiting standpoint, and if I'm an MSU fan, I'm very happy about this hire. And there's no doubt that Hoke is going to restore some things at Michigan. The defense is going to get better. The offense will become more balanced, which is great for the Big Ten. But overall, I think that this is a type of hire. We'll talk more Brady Hoke after a break. 517-393-3700, the number to call. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.